Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to the show. Hey, everybody in the studio. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
So I have a list here because Morgan number two is our digital. And she gets on all the social media, she creates all the stuff, and she reads what people are saying about the show. So according to Morgan number two, these are the things people want us to talk about. Number one, the Golden Girls hot sauce is here.
Ooh.
They have four flavors. Because B. Arthur was Dorothy, they have a flavor called B. Spicy. They have one called Desert Rose because Betty White played Rose.
Yeah.
They have Sicilian Fire from Sophia, who's from Sicily. And I can't read number four.
Blanche something.
Oh, good call.
No, I can't. No. But I can't read what the name of it is. It's dirty.
Oh.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Oh.
Okay. Oh no.
I thought your eyes were going bad.
Yeah, I was like, okay, well, Bobby.
I mean, they are bad.
It is early in the morning.
Yeah, you can do this.
The listeners want us to know there's a Golden Girls hot sauce, so thank you for submitting that. They also want us to talk about, many listeners have submitted, Twix and Snickers are now coming in packaging of pods now. Just like Tide. So they do want you to eat these pods. Which I think is pretty funny. They're taking an already marketable story and they know people will cover it. So they created Snickers and Twix pods.
They got on that quick. You think it probably takes forever to manufacture a new kind of candy.
There was one final story, the Bonehead story. People kept submitting this one. A guy goes in to rob a store, and everyone in the store just walks out and locks him inside.
That's awesome. Genius.
So I think we're on to something here. Hey, Morgan, number two, what you can do is a couple times a week, put up a question. Hey, what stories do you want us to talk about? And let listeners submit stories.
Okay, I can do
because
that.
Because they do it anyway, so let's make a place for them to do it. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, let's do it.
Don't you guys agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well, we all agree on something for the first time ever.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things. It's ICU.
A girl named Rebecca was driving in Amarillo. She realized her blood sugar had dropped to a really low level. She could feel it. So she pulled up to a Burger King and she tried to get an order, but she couldn't get out the words. And so she started slurring her speech. And Tina Hardy was working the drive-thru. And so she was also diabetic, recognized it, ran out with the ice cream cone, fed her the ice cream, and brought her back to a normal blood sugar level.
Wow.
And then got her to the doctor. I called the doctor and they came. But she
Quick
knew.
Thinking on her part, yeah.
She was also diabetic and she heard her.
Yeah.
And made an ice cream real quick and ran out with it. Isn't that
sugar,
crazy?
She needs sugar.
Yeah, that story's crazy to me. So I see you. That's awesome.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. The IRS is warning about a new elaborate tax scam. Thousands of people have already been targeted. These scammers deposit money into your bank account. Then they fake like they're the IRS asking for you to transfer the money into their account. Don't fall for this. Just call the IRS at their 800 number. In weather news, most of the country's in the 60s and 70s after the warm-up. Watch out for rain from Texas to Michigan. That's going to continue all week heading towards the East Coast. And finally, your Olympic medal count. In first, Norway with 28. The USA is in fifth with 12 total medals.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
I was working with a guy from Norway, and I said, hey, how come you guys win all the medals at Olympics? Because Norway is dominating the Winter Olympics?
Yeah.
And he told me that to get to school, they would cross-country ski to school. And I said, every day? He said, every day. Because cars and trucks, for the most part, weren't able to travel around in the winter. So they would ski to school. And so that makes sense why they're so good at all the skiing and the shooting and skiing and the eating and skiing. Like, all the events. That makes total sense. And I was like, oh. Because Norway, I looked it up, only has 5 million people. And so that's not even as big as some of our major cities. Yet they're dominating the Winter Olympics. So if they're skiing to school every day, it makes sense why they're so good, right?
Totally makes sense. I had no idea. That's really interesting.
Lunchbox was watching the Olympics and he got upset because of all the commercials.
It's so annoying. Like, you turn it on to watch the athletes compete in events, and you watch it, and there's like a downhill slalom or whatever. And they show one person go, and then they do 5 minutes commercial. Come back, show one person downhill slalom, 5 minutes commercial. So you watch an hour of TV, and you get 75% commercials. Come on, people. I want to watch the athletes.
Well, they had to pay a lot of money for the Olympics, like billions. And I think the commercials should be shown split screen now with the event.
Because really?
We all change it. Okay. So what television's going to have to do is they're going to have to figure a way to always keep something going, even during timeouts, even during in-betweens, so people don't leave during commercials. Because what happens is we go right to our phones, or we go right away from... So even in our radio show, eventually, all the commercials are just going to be sprinkled in throughout the show. There's not going to be any breaks anymore.
Okay.
So that's my prediction.
They should just have the Olympians do an ad while they're performing.
You know what? I'm not against that. Amy, it's that kind of thinking, though, that changes people. That's right.
Oh. Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. Anyway, this all started with a fun fact here on Tuesday about how a guy I was working with is from Norway and said they ski to school.
Okay, so if I'm following you correctly, like right now in the future, in a way, this could sort of be an ad for Norway.
Or the Olympics.
Or
many things like that. That's correct.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Now time for the positivity around the room with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Amy.
A little girl whose dad died in a training accident in the military a year ago had a daddy-daughter dance this week, and someone from the National Guard, a soldier, escorted her, stepped up to the plate and was like, you know what? I'm going to take you to your daddy-daughter dance. He wore his full dress, which dress means his nice uniform, and so sweet.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I love it.
Does your husband still have his dress uniform?
Yeah, his dress blues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he didn't wear it when you guys got married.
No. His dad did. I want to say we had his dad do that. Oh, now I can't remember. But my husband just wore a tuxedo. We talked about it, but he went tux.
Lunchbox, what do you have over there?
A woman was 9 months pregnant. She was at the state fair walking around having some cotton candy when all of a sudden, water breaks. No time to get to the hospital. Two deputies ran over there by the expo center, delivered the baby.
Dang.
Yeah.
Name that little kid Little Expo or what?
Yeah, there you go.
Little Expo. Every year, the Holiday Inn Express and Suites in this town in North New Mexico, they take and they do something to pay it forward in their community. So this year, the hotel donated $5,000 to the school and cut everybody's lunch debt.
Oh.
All the kids that were having to go into debt for their meals.
That's a big one that we're starting to finally hear more about.
Yeah. The hotel general manager said that as they looked, they found that a lot of kids weren't able to pay for their food, and it was a very quiet problem that people weren't sharing. And once they found out, they just wiped it all out for everybody. So I thought that was really cool. And that's called Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So this is our first day back after a long weekend. And Black Panther was just crushing the box office records. So I thought, if I'm going to be the guy that talks about things, I need to go see Black Panther. So I did. I went and saw it and I loved it. Thought it was great. Now, that being said, I thought it was a little too long. I don't think any movie should be over 2 hours. I don't want to sit in somebody else's chair for over 2 hours. So I went and I watched it and thought it was fantastic. It didn't feel like 2 hours. But because I knew it was 2 hours, I started to go, oof. It's getting a little long here, but I would give it a solid A-. The only reason it's not an A is because it was just a bit long. But it was good, and people were cheering in the movie, which I find very annoying, but it was moving people, which I thought was cool. People were laughing out loud. They were cheering. At the end, they clapped again.
You don't like that.
I don't like that, but I do like when people are moved to emotion for any reason.
Okay.
So I did find Black Panther to be really good. It's a great superhero movie. It's so real, though. And this is the problem I get into on Netflix sometimes, is I'll watch some of these superhero shows, and I'll go, oh, come on, that couldn't happen. Completely neglecting the fact that they're flying in a spaceship to begin with, but I'll start questioning how fast they can run. So the movie was so real, I started to go, that couldn't happen. Then I have to go, okay, idiot, Bobby. It's a superhero movie. But yeah, I thought it was really good. Amy, it's PG-13. Would you let your kids watch a PG-13 movie?
I don't I don't think so. So far, we've just done G and PG.
Yeah.
But you know what? We also watch Flash, and I'm pretty sure that's PG-13, but that's a TV show. I don't know.
Anybody else see Black Panther over the weekend?
No. I want to see it, though.
Mike D did. Did you like it?
I liked it a lot.
Mike D loved it. Did you love it or like it?
I loved it.
Mike D loved it, too. So of our two reviews, we both give it a love it.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Connecticut. A 25-year-old man escaped from jail. He's like, man, what am I going to do now that I'm out? Headed straight to Burger King 3.5 miles from the prison. Still in his prison garb.
Ooh.
Because he wanted some Burger King. He'd been craving it.
I wonder if he broke out just for Burger King. Like, didn't break out to have a free life.
Oh, okay.
But probably knew he's never getting out and just wanted to go break out. Didn't matter. He's going to be there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
get
go
the
to
Burger
King.
And then go back.
Go back.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in Burger King and someone comes in full prison garb.
Hit the panic button.
Do you just lock down?
Hit the panic button.
Do you throw burgers at them?
Or is it how, you know, they playing dress up?
Yeah.
I would not in a million years think
if
it's a real prisoner.
If there's a prison 3 miles away, though.
Okay.
I probably do.
Okay,
we can
okay.
always send Lunchbox in and see what happens.
Well,
No.
What we do is you put them in a full prison uniform, like full orange, and you have them knock on doors and go.
And shackles.
Yeah, and go, hey, listen, can you give me a hand? And then you see what happens.
You have a saw.
You have any clippers?
Hey, listen, can I borrow some eggs and maybe some wire cutters? And
oh, my
and your
goodness.
Car.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So it's our first day back since the weekend, and I wanted to play some of Fergie singing the national anthem at the NBA All-Star Game. Amy, did you hear this at all?
I haven't.
Wow, really?
No, I just saw someone tweet about it, but I didn't click on it.
Okay. So I'm going to play the full Star Spangled Banner after this segment. Because I never just want to play a piece of it. I think if we play it, we have to play it all. So in respect to it, but just know I'm going to stop it as I play this version and not play the whole thing. Okay?
Gotcha.
Okay. Raymond, if you wouldn't mind hitting Fergie at the All-Star Game singing the national anthem. Here you go.
Okay.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early what so proudly wailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
Pause it for a second. Pause it for 1 second. Okay, I'm watching your face, Amy.
What? Was she like crawling out of a cake?
You know, my thoughts were, I swear to you, it was, why is she doing a sexy national anthem?
Yes. Where does she think she is? Like a nightclub?
Yes. Hey, Cat Daddy-o. Here we go with the bait. So this is Fergie at the NBA All-Star Game. Play it again. Rest of it.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the so gallantly streaming in the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave through that
oh, boy. I cut it right at the high note there. You're shaking your head again, Amy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just don't know what she was thinking. I really don't. And she has people. She's not the only one making this decision. There's so many people involved in someone like that. She's a big-time star. So who?
Who let her do it?
I don't even get it. Why would you mess with it like that? It's just not.
So she did apologize that people didn't like it. She said she tried to make it her own. You don't need to make the national anthem your own. I don't even like when people do all the extra runs.
Mm-mm.
And that's like a 7-minute version. I think it's the longest national anthem ever. And then people had to watch her in rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
and let her continue.
Yeah.
Like, no, I blame her friends and her manager because people heard it and nobody went up to her and said, hey, Fergalicious, ixnay on the big bass line and the sexy Francis Scott Key, you know?
Right. I wonder if anybody did challenge her on it and she said no.
She goes, I'm Ferg. You're 2000 late.
I'm Fergalicious.
Let's just stop with taking the national anthem and trying to do extra with it. If you just sing it straight ahead, it's wonderful.
But people had to. I felt awkward listening to that in my headphones. People had to watch that in person. Those basketball players.
They were laughing. They were laughing because they couldn't hold it in.
They had to have their hand on their heart, and they're trying to show some respect. And they had to do it while listening.
Mm-hmm. So, that being said, I want to play a really good version of the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem. This is from Little Big Town because I can't just talk about it and not play the full thing together in one piece. I feel like that would be disrespectful. Mm-hmm. I don't think that Fergie was disrespecting the country on purpose. I just think it was a bad decision.
I agree.
And since you hadn't heard it, it was fun to watch her face as she was singing it.
I don't know what she was thinking. What was she wearing? What was she?
The whole thing was like sexy Jessica Rabbit type. Yeah.
Yeah. Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
It's
funny. Amy goes to somebody in real human history, and I go to Jessica Rabbit.
Mm-hmm. It's fine. The Bobby Bones
Show. I told you guys that my ex-girlfriend was at Amy's house yesterday, and Lunchbox started yelling, "That's dirty." But here's what happened. Why was she at your house?
She came over to meet the kids.
Ugh.
She's been traveling a lot. She wanted to be at their homecoming when they came, but she was on the road. It was Christmas time. She was family, and she's an artist, so she's gone a lot. And she finally was home and wanted to come meet them. So I said, sure.
How'd you feel about that?
I thought it was great. I adore her. I think she's awesome, and she was a part of the adoption shower, and she's gotten them gifts, and she had not met them yet. I was excited for her to see them.
She felt like you were doing me wrong?
Not at all. No. Not at all. Do you feel like I was doing you wrong?
Lunchbox, do you?
I feel like you should have probably cleared that with Bobby before you invited her over.
I didn't talk to Bobby.
I didn't know anything about it. And I got a text from her yesterday going, hey, I just met Amy's kids.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's cool.
Yeah.
And so that's all.
I felt weird about the fact that I hadn't talked to you about it yet, but I thought, you know what? He doesn't need to know every move we make.
That's true. And I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did, though.
It was fine. We didn't talk about you a lot.
Why are you stuttering?
Oh, yeah. See, this is what I'm talking about. The conversation obviously turned to Bobby. And
go ahead, Amy. I mean, what happened?
No, she made the kids cookies and all kinds. We didn't talk.
Did she say about Bobby?
Yeah, what did she say about Bobby? You're stuttering too much.
Well, they still talk. I didn't know.
We talk a couple times a week.
Oh, okay. Well, also, too, she just wants to... how do I put this? She still wants to be there for you, and she still wants you to know that...
Oh, my goodness. We're not playing telephone.
And not everybody... Because I want you to know this, too, that not everybody in your life is going to abandon you. So even though y'all aren't boyfriend and girlfriend... That she still wants to be a part of your life, and you have things coming up, like with your dog, and things that are really important that are going to be hard, and you need to not be alone.
Everybody's worried that I've isolated myself, and so I guess now they're having secret covert meetings under the guise of meeting Amy's kids.
That's what it sounds like.
And they're worried about me. Well, I appreciate you two talking about me. Her and I still talk a couple times a week, and that's all. I'm glad you got to meet the kids.
Yeah. Cool.
Dang, talk about Front Street.
It's not Front Street. I think it's special. Y'all are still in each other's lives. I think she's good to have in your life. So I'm thankful it was not a bad split for either of you.
Yeah, I think she gets mad at me sometimes because I both of you do.
Because you what?
I run away.
Yeah, you run. We compared that. Well, no, it's too much. This is like.
Boy. It sounds like all they did was talk about you. It doesn't sound like they spent any time with the kids.
There's a reason why Amy was stammering at the beginning of this segment.
Well, because I didn't want to say too much. I know she's okay with me saying this. I just have to be careful with my words because we're on the radio.
Okay.
You know, it's not just you and me talking.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm sorry that I don't let both of you into my life as much as I used to. Right now.
Mm-hmm. Don't shut people out.
Mm-mm. I know. I hear you. Okay, cool. How about I just play a song?
And we'll be here if you need us.
Okay, oh my goodness. Oh, wow. Oh my goodness. Wow. How much of your conversation, percentage wise, was about me?
Seriously, 5%.
Okay. Oh yeah.
That's a lie. That's a lie. Okay.
Well, it was.
Okay, let's just play a song.
5 plus 20. Get
your Bobby Balls on. I want to watch Black Panther over the weekend. I thought it was really great. Thought it was a little long, but I did think it was really great. And I was reading a story about two kids. They dressed up as tall men. They put on this trench coat and they got on each other's shoulders and tried to buy one ticket.
Oh.
Two kids decided they wanted to go, but they didn't have enough money to pay for two tickets. So they disguised themselves as one tall man under a trench coat. It didn't work. They took a picture of it. It was hilarious. I mean, it's a person slightly too tall with a face slightly too young. And so,
hey, you got to give them credit for trying to be a little clever.
To steal? Okay, Amy.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's just so cute.
It is. I laughed out loud. I'm giving you a hard time. The Russian curling bronze medalist failed a doping test.
Not
so
surprised.
He took steroids. But curling, Amy, not weightlifting, the thing where you push the thing on the ice and you sweep it.
Yeah, I know what it is. Why would you need to be roided up for that?
A Russian athlete who won a bronze medal has failed a preliminary doping test. Apparently, as of this story, they're still waiting on the B sample. And so Russia can't even be Russia in the Olympics. They're all athletes from Russia. They can't even have their own flag because they cheated so much at the last games.
Oh, okay.
There's a documentary. It's called Icarus, right?
Yes, and it is amazing.
So I talked about it on the show a few months ago. I was like, hey, everybody, go watch this documentary about the Russian doping scandal. If you're on Netflix and you're bored, watch that.
Oh, I'm making a note right now.
Amy, you'll be blown away.
Yeah. Kids are in school. I'm going to hit it up while I work out.
A total of 168 athletes have been allowed to compete as neutral Olympic athletes from Russia, not from the Russian flag. So,
how do you spell Icarus?
I-C-A-R-U-S.
I was close.
Yeah. Well, how do you spell it?
I-C-C-U-R-U-S.
I'm Icarus. Sorry. You just lost the spelling bee. Ding. Time to go home. The Bobby Bones Show. On the phone right now in South Carolina is Amanda. Amanda, what up?
Hey, how are y'all?
Good morning. What can we do for you?
I was just wondering, would you ever be willing to babysit Amy's kids?
Yeah, I think so. I think... It's a lot right now. I took her son and we went driving, but that was one.
Out.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that you could do one at a time. I don't know. I don't know if I would do both. Just for my gift to Bobby would be one at a time. I even thought about you yesterday for whatever reason doing school pickup one day.
One or both.
I would be willing to bet, like, I would pay money to see that.
Why? I would be great at it.
Yeah.
But I only want to do one at a time, too. So let's...
Okay. Your choice.
Yeah.
But I need you to go and experience, like, how intense school pickup is and the crossing guards and the teachers. I mean, they have it down to a science, and you don't want to be the person that messes it up.
Can I take a police escort?
Sure.
Like Keith Urban after a concert? I roll in. Woo! Looking for that kid and that kid. Get in.
Man, my husband disobeyed the cross something in my car, and I got so mad at him because then they were going to think it's me. No, I got to have a good reputation when I go through
good
there.
Reputation. Yeah. Good reputation.
Good reputation.
Hey, that is intense, huh? Because you talk about it every day. The school pickup.
Yeah. I get nervous. Like right when I turn down the street and I see the crossing guard, even about 100 yards, I'm like, okay, I'm approaching. Focus. Put the phone down. Nobody on the phone. Which lane am I going to get in? Decide, pay attention. If you're the person that backs everything up, people start honking. It's not good.
I took Amy's son for a ride and I let him sit in the front seat. And
that's
Amy's
not
like,
allowed.
I don't know the rules.
Man. He put the booster
I put the booster. I didn't want to go driving with him in the back seat.
Yeah, like every other kid.
No, it's me. I bring video games and we go driving in the front seat. And then he kept saying, hey, can I drive?
Oh, so you let him.
I let him take the wheel with his hand.
Yes.
So now
when we get in our car, he doesn't get to sit up front and he doesn't get to drive. Now I'm the mean person.
That's right. And I'm the awesome one. Amanda, thank you for the call.
Thank you very much.
You too. I appreciate you.
The
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So you could be in a Scotty McCreery music video. He's asked fans to submit a short clip of reunions with loved ones, and he's going to pick the best ones and then put it in his 5 more minutes video.
Give myself 5 more minutes.
I know I made the ooh sound. That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I just like the thought of me being in a Scotty McCreery video.
You should, whenever we reunite, you should make a video.
Okay, what else?
Carrie Underwood is a hometown hero. She made a $10,000 donation under her married name of Carrie Fisher. So maybe some people wouldn't have even noticed it was actually Carrie Underwood. It was a GoFundMe account set up for an officer, you know, where she grew up. And he was injured in a rollover accident. The bills are crazy. He's a father of two. And she straight up just went on a GoFundMe and made a donation.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. Nice work.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
I have a story here about a flight. They made land because the guy kept farting.
Oh, no. Oh. What? What? Why? I mean, I have so many questions.
Amy, the weird thing is, I wouldn't have told this story on the air a year ago.
Yeah, me neither. But now I have so many questions.
Well, and the reason is, I just don't find farting humor to be that funny. And neither does Amy. But now Amy does find it to be funny because her kids are obsessed with passing gas.
Well, yes, but it's not that I find it funny. It's just they think it's hilarious and it's so cute to see them laugh. But now it's just fascinating to me, our bodies and what's happening and why. So I need to know what was happening with this man and why couldn't he stop? And then what was wrong with his system? And then they had to land the plane.
Okay, hold on. Okay. A pilot made an emergency landing after a fight broke out over a passenger who refused to stop farting.
Okay, now it is kind of funny. Okay.
Two men sitting next to the flatulent passenger reportedly asked him to stop.
Oh, okay.
But he refused and continued to break wind. The airline crew did not help the passengers after their complaints. So the men started fighting.
Okay.
Despite a warning from the pilot, the altercation continued. The airplane had to be diverted. Police boarded the plane once it landed and removed two women and two men that the pilot reported as passengers on the rampage. All four passengers were released. No one was charged. That's the whole story. Now, if I can just be devil's advocate for a second, I'd like to represent the farter here and say, what if he's sick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What if he's not feeling well?
Yeah.
But again, I say that as someone who sits next to Lunchbox in our studio who does it all the time.
And you don't worry about me being sick. You just assume that I'm just doing it to be funny.
Well, you can walk out of the room.
Thank you,
and that's
Bobby.
The rule now is that you're not allowed to pass gas anywhere in any studio until after 10:30 a.m. You're told to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You're also 36 years old or however old you are. How old are you?
I'm 36 years old.
We're not in a
capsule.
But
we all have, nature happens to all of us.
Okay.
And I wonder about this poor guy. I wonder who he is. I'd like to talk to him.
Me too.
If anybody can track down the flatulent flyer.
Can I say too, though, as my husband's a pilot, and they're told that when you're flying, if you have to go, you really should not hold it in because it can be bad for your system.
You mean anyone up in the air?
Anyone in the air, because there's a lot, there's some expanding going on, your organs, there's a lot happening when you're at a certain altitude. Our bodies are totally changing. It's actually not that great for us, but we got to do what we got to do. Yeah. So that guy was probably just doing what he had to do. But
that's different than Lunchbox sitting in the studio on flat ground, not moving.
Exactly.
I feel like I'm expanding.
Thank you.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I got a big announcement tomorrow. I'll do it at this time tomorrow. We'll come back to that in a minute because it is time for the Morning Corny. Amy, over to you.
The Morning Corny.
Two elephants and a snake fell off a cliff.
Okay.
But get it? The elephant is the ba-dump, and then the snake goes.
Got it. Okay. Like the drums.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
That was the Morning Corny.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
I have an announcement, and tomorrow at this time, I will be able to finally announce it. And I believe Amy is the only person that knows about it in the room, right?
I'm looking around, I think, yeah.
I don't know.
Eddie, do you know it?
No chance, nope.
You have no idea.
No, and I've thought about asking you, but I'm like, no, I don't want to give you that satisfaction.
Yeah, I thought people
you're not
knew,
tell me.
But they don't.
No, Amy, I only confided into you.
Yeah.
And then Amy, I will talk about that tomorrow. Lunchbox, are you sure you don't know?
Yes, I'm always on the outside looking in, man. There's a circle, and I'm just sitting there knocking, going, hey, can I get in the circle? And it's always no.
Tomorrow we'll do it. I do think it will make the news.
What?
Amy, do you think it makes the news?
Like CNN?
Well, I just think it makes the... I think it makes...
Yeah. A news cycle. It's big.
I think it makes the news.
I'm going to tweet about it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Here's some listener guesses on Instagram. Jessica says, he's been giving little hints that he's leaving radio. It's coming. Mm-hmm. Bailey says, you're the next Bachelor. Mm. Carissa says, you and Lindsay are getting back together.
Ooh.
Erica says, I think it has something to do with your dog. It does not have to do with my dog. Kara says, your book is done. My book is done, for the most part. That's not it. Yeah. Dennis says, Lunchbox is leaving. I vote yeah. So, a lot of guesses there as to what's happening. But
some good ones.
I'll leave it at that. I do think it's newsworthy,
yes,
though.
Yes, it is. I was joking about CNN, but yeah.
I don't think CNN covers it. They may, though. They could.
It could make the scroll. The
it could make
thingy.
The scroll.
Yeah,
my announcement tomorrow could make the scroll.
Totally.
I doubt it will, but it could make the scroll on Fox, CNN, and MSNBC. Mm-hmm. But I'll leave it there. Good, everybody?
Good.
Yeah, I guess.
Yep, still wondering. Still knocking.
Do you know who else knows is Morgan number two?
See.
How does she know?
That's
how
like,
do you tell
no,
her? She's known her for like
no,
a week.
She pay, no. What, excuse me?
You've known her for like a week, and no, you tell her, and you don't tell me who's been here
I
for...
I didn't tell her. I didn't tell her. Morgan number two does all her digital. She's inside of everybody's socials. By the way, she's 24 years old, and we have a segment called Things 24-Year-Olds Talk About, and we're going to do one right now. Here we go.
What do 24-year-olds care about with Morgan number two?
Whatever. Belly button plastic surgeries are a huge thing right now. It's called umbilicoplasty, and it basically like changes the size and shape of your navel, so then you get the look of whatever you want.
Well, what's the goal? Like, what is the in look?
It's like to make it better, so it's popular with new moms and like former belly button ring wearers.
Oh.
So like it looks like a prettier belly button if you want to like be in a swimsuit all the time.
Huh. Well, as someone with a half belly button, because half mine was cut off in surgery as a kid, maybe it's something I'd look into.
Yeah.
Although, I'm going to say this, and I mean this as sincere as I possibly can. I was looking at my belly button a couple days ago, and it's disgusting in there. Like, there's like little black things.
Wait, do you not clean it?
I don't think I do, Amy, and yeah. I clean every hole.
Yeah,
I
just, no. Well, that's not technically a hole, but it's a crevice. And I think that you should maybe take your loofah and you know.
I do too. I know you're right now you're chastising me a bit, but I agree with you.
No, I'm not. I'm shocked because you're so clean. I'm not,
I know.
I'm just surprised that you at least don't take your big finger and
Well, apparently there's something called, what's it called again, Morgan number two?
Umbilicoplasty. It's a really long word.
You have to have too much money to get umbilical cord plastic surgery.
Yes.
Okay, and that segment's called
What Do 24-Year-Olds Care About with Morgan number two.
Whatever. Get
your Bobby Bones. Amy has a daughter who's 10 and a son who's 7, and he's still having bedwetting issues?
Yes. So we're changing the sheets a lot, and you know, he gets really excited if he wakes up and he hasn't wet the bed, and sometimes he'll just say, hey, I'm a pee-pee.
Why do you think he's still wet in the bed?
I know it wasn't an issue at the orphanage, and even my daughter has told me, he didn't do that there. He didn't do that there. I said, well, how do you know? You slept in a different room. And she said, word would get around.
Oh, man, that's rough. That's brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know. So if a kid went to bed, then the mattress would be put out in the sun, and then they would know, why is that mattress out there? So this is not to kids. It's fine. You're not alone. It's normal.
Oh, I did it after 7.
Yes.
But I'm also not normal. But yes, I did it until at least 8.
For boys, it's very normal.
Right.
So I just want to put that out there. My husband said, you know, if you're going to talk about that.
Her husband still does it, she said.
Yes. He just is sensitive still, to our really? Son who, you know, might be listening to the radio. And here I am talking about his life. But it's just for other families to know you're not alone. This is an issue that's happening. And I'm thankful for listeners that have heard me talk about it and have sent me recommendations. Like, there's something called a bedwetting alarm that you can attach to your children. I haven't ordered yet, but I think I'm about to on Amazon. And there's a little device that attaches to their underwear, and then you also attach it up by their shoulder, and then there's this loud sound, a strong vibration, and a bright flashing light that will wake even the child in the deepest sleep so that they get up and know, okay, I'm going to the bed.
Wait, when? When does it happen to go off?
Once it senses wetness.
Once it's too late.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm still trying to figure out like how
it just wakes
it
you up in time to be like, oh, crap.
Like, am I still changing the sheets?
You get less sleep.
And I'm
you,
still
you
tired.
You pee the bed and get less sleep. It sounds like the first invention ever.
But people say, like, it's super easy to clean and maintain, and that kids make progress within days. One mom said in less than 30 days, her kid was totally done with it and it hasn't happened since.
A mom who's selling it or a mom who recommended it?
No, she recommended it and sent me a link on Amazon, which is the one I'm looking at. I still can't.
What's it
called? Me. Well, this one's called Nitone Alarm. It's a bedwetting alarm for kids. It's Potty Pee Urinalysis Alarm by Nitone. Mm. It looks like the most legit one, but...
Does ADT make one of those alarms?
I don't know. Man, the person they're using this advertisement looks really old.
It's so lunchbox.
It's for people of all ages.
I bet it could be, but... Yeah, okay, here's
Are you ordering
kid.
One?
Yeah, I guess I am going to order it.
Okay, let us know how
then
that goes.
Then I can let you know. Does urinalysis, that must mean urine or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it has to.
Okay.
I would imagine this is a pee-pee thing, yeah. The Bobby Bones
Show. We talked about Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux getting a divorce. Now they can't find any paperwork that says they were actually ever married. Did you know this?
No.
Yeah, and I was feeling bad for her, and I still do. I feel bad for anybody that has to go through that. But apparently it all started because she wanted to live in L.A. in her sprawling L.A. mansion, and he's grittier, and he's from New York. Do you know that?
Oh, so he just wanted to be a little more compact.
Yeah, he just wanted to be around his New York friends, yeah. TMZ could not find their marriage license. They searched all the county records back to 2010. They came up empty. They could not find any divorce lawyer. So... They determined that the surprise wedding may have been an elaborate hoax, and they may have never been married.
Oh, or yeah, maybe they went through all of the steps, but they forgot that minor detail about the paperwork.
They probably didn't forget.
The license.
If you had to pick a couple right now, a celebrity couple that's not going to be together 1 year from today, around the room, who do you have, Amy?
The Trumps.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's a from GOP, Amy, that's a big one.
Hey,
that's
no, a big I'm one. Just, I mean, yeah, I'm pretty GOP.
You know
I,
what?
I we yeah. don't, I don't discuss my, necessarily my feelings about... Donald Trump, but I just feel like sometimes she might be like, really?
Lunchbox.
I've been talking to people that know this couple, said they're on the outs. Tom Brady and Giselle.
What?
You don't know anybody that knows them.
Whoa.
Stop it.
Okay.
Okay. Eddie. You heard it here first.
Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Kanye and Kim. Mm,
yeah.
Just because those are the only celebrity couples that I know of, really. Like, other than the other two that were mentioned.
I know. Kim, Kanye. That's why I had to go with somebody else.
I go with Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake.
Ooh, good one.
What?
Good one.
You're crazy right now. That's never going to happen.
Because I think he's too much.
No, he is not too much.
For sure.
He's perfect. You've been hating on Justin Timberlake lately, and I don't know why.
Actually, no, I haven't. I say if you don't like Justin Timberlake, you don't like yourself. Yeah. So no, I haven't. But what I think is, she was getting an award a couple months ago, and he had to jump on stage and like cut her off at her award. And I was like, dude, it doesn't have to always be about you.
Dang.
Oh, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see that. So
exactly.
I can't comment, but I'm sure as a couple, they're fine. I'm sure they didn't fight about that in the car. They're
Anybody
so
else
cute.
Have Morgan, number two, who do you want to add to this?
I'm going to go with Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Mm, solid.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. Anybody want to put an Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis on there?
They're still together?
Yeah. Okay. So they're not married, but Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez. How long can that last?
Oh yeah, that's an annoying couple.
Oh, what? No, I have heard from people that seen them in person that they are the cutest.
Really?
Yeah, that's probably their only goal, is to look cute together.
True.
So, I saw Black Panther, thought it was great. And people at the movie theater were getting told to put their phones away or get kicked out when they were texting during the movie. And I thought that was fantastic. I loved that. How do you feel about people texting during the previews, though? Because people in the movie were going up to people texting during the previews going, put your phone down. Texting during the previews, allow it or not allow it? Amy?
Allow.
I say allow it, too, and I'm so anti-text.
Yeah.
The previews aren't the real movie. The lights are still kind of on over the top.
People are still getting their seat. They're getting up to get popcorn, maybe one last trip to the bathroom. There's disruption already going on. It's fine.
Does anyone feel like you shouldn't text during the previews?
I don't think you should text during the previews.
Go ahead.
I just think it is time. The movie is starting. The experience is starting. It's time to put it away. People are trying to get in the movie mode. Let's focus. Put the phone away.
People often say, what do you mean you can't text during a movie? What if it's an emergency? Then I think you should walk out of the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's a little ball of fire.
The light is annoying. Yeah.
Yeah. But I have to come in the movie theater because it was like watching a comedy show. Because stand-up comedians want to allow you to record their shows. And ushers will go up and go, boom, you're out of here. They were doing that during Black Panther.
Wow.
And every time they would drag somebody, I'd be like, dude, got him, another one down. It was pretty awesome. Because they made examples out of the first couple people. And nobody else did it. But I did think the texting during the preview thing was a bit much. But I'd rather be a bit much, no texting, than the other way.
Gotcha. Yeah, I agree.
Than a bit much too texty, because then it gets annoying.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Lunchbox, why are you being so dramatic about 23andMe?
Oh, he's
what do you mean?
Okay, so just let me set this up with everybody listening. Cause I have tears in my eyes laughing at this. Months ago, I did 23andMe before they were a part of the show. And so I did it, and I wasn't getting paid to do it. And then a bunch of our listeners did it, and they thought, wow, these Bobby Bones Show people, they're hardcore. And I enjoyed 23andMe. A lot of our listeners did. Now, just full disclosure, they're a sponsor on the show. So they sent everybody a test, and what it is, you spit into it, and it tells you who you're related to, you know, how many arms your kids are going to have. You know, it's all kind of weird stuff. And everyone wants to do it, but Lunchbox says, I'm not doing it. Why? Because you want to stay off the grid?
Yeah, I want to stay off the grid. I don't want my DNA being out there for the world to have.
Don't you think they already have your DNA?
I've never given it voluntarily where they can just keep it. And then what if they clone me?
What about blood? You give them blood?
Have you given blood before?
Yeah, I've given blood, but that goes to a patient.
How do you know where it goes?
Because they tell you when you check in, they say this is going to help save a life.
Okay. All I'm saying is you don't have to do it. I don't know if they're telling you have to.
Yeah, I was told I had to do it.
No,
and so
you don't have to do it. There's no. If they told you that, whoever told you that was wrong. You're welcome to do it. They'll do it for free. And it's awesome. Amy, did you do it?
I have it. I just got the kit. And then I had an extra one sitting here. So I think maybe this is Lunchbox donating his to my husband.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I was bringing your family closer together. And I think it's great if you want to find out about your ancestry and things that you
have. Health history. Yeah, go ahead.
And your history of your like illnesses and where you come from. It's great. Like, it's really cool. But I am trying to stay off the grid, so I don't want to throw my DNA.
Who are you, the Unabomber? What is your problem? You need to stay off the grid.
Then you need to go fully off the grid.
No,
yeah,
no,
dude.
Hold on, you peed in a cup.
I'm not going fully off the grid, but I'm just trying to stay off the grid as much as I can. I don't use the GPS. I don't do any of that because I don't want people to know where I am.
You have a laptop. They can listen to everything you're doing on your laptop, on your phone. If they want you, they got you. Unless you're living in Wyoming, deep in the forest, they got you, dude.
He's going to come to work tomorrow with a typewriter.
So, okay, but you do not have to do it.
Thank you.
Eddie, did you do it?
No, I'm about to do it, but here's the problem. You can't have any drinks or anything like within 30 minutes before you spit. I feel like I'm drinking every single time. Every time I think about it, I'm like, dang, I just took a drink.
Like water?
Yeah, water, whatever, beer, coffee. I'm always drinking something.
All you have to do is go set an alarm on your phone, 30 minutes, you can have something to drink. Why are you guys being so dramatic about this?
Whoa. You guys?
Yeah, guys are drama
Lunch
queens.
Lunch is paranoid. I'm only worried, like, what if I'm not Mexican? That's gonna be messed up.
So wait, you're thinking, what if you come back and what?
What if I'm like something completely different than I thought I was? What if my dad's not my real dad? Like,
Okay, now we're getting to why Eddie doesn't want to take it. I mean, it's not about coffee.
I'm not worried about being on the grid, though. I'm not worried about that crap.
Okay. Eddie, I think you're okay. You look exactly like your dad.
Okay, you never know.
And you're from South Texas.
Yeah, but what if I'm like...
You're Mexican.
Okay, I don't know.
You don't even need 23andMe for that.
Okay, I got Amy. This is a Bobby Bones
show. Bobby Bones. This woman in Iowa was mad because her husband bought her a really cheap Valentine's Day gift. He spent $10 on the casino's richest scratch-off. And she scratched him and she won $100,000. That's all he bought her for Valentine's Day. And she says she was ticked because Valentine's Day came and all he got her were $10 scratch-off.
But it was a winner.
But then she had $100,000.
Wow.
Ungrateful.
Mm-hmm.
Do you forgive him then?
Yeah.
That means he still only got her a $10 gift.
So what?
Okay. Tomorrow, I have an announcement. And I was off social media for 5 days. The longest I've ever been off social media. Twitter, Instagram. I didn't post anything for 5 days. The only person who knows my announcement is Amy. And a lot of people, including Lunchbox, think that Amy could be announcing she's leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I've been... I mean, she's been back for like a month since she had the kids. And so I just think she's realizing it's too much to handle. And she wants to be at home with her kids. And so she's going to say goodbye. And a lot of people are hitting me up and they think the same thing.
So people are calling you, asking you about the announcement?
Yes. And they're like, is it Amy she's leaving, isn't she? I know it. And I'm so happy she's a mom. I'm so excited for her, but we sure are going to miss her.
I'll leave that on the table. I'm not taking it off the table. But tomorrow, an announcement, 8, 7 Central. We'll leave it there. What was your snide remark, Amy, during that whole thing?
It's a lot. He was saying it's too much, and I don't know. It just came out of me. It is too much. It's much more than I thought it was going to be.
So is there a secondary announcement that you're leaving as well?
There's a big announcement. That's all there is.
Okay.
You're leaving this on the table.
I gotta
see where the big announcement goes, and then I'll make my announcement.
Okay, I'm leaving the announcement on the table. The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. Our web girl, Morgan number 2, 24 years old. She's on Twitter, and she writes, these are the songs that make people go crazy at a bar. And so were we at a bar, Morgan?
Yeah, just hanging out, listening to some music.
And so they were playing these songs, and everybody's going crazy or what?
Yeah, like people were just singing. You would think that everybody was best friends in this bar.
Okay, what are these songs? Here's Morgan number 2's 3 bar songs that make everybody go crazy. Number 1?
Lose Yourself by Eminem.
I don't really see people going crazy to that song. Maybe I see them rapping along.
Yeah, like people were straight up trying to rap this song. Obviously, nobody could, but everybody was trying.
That I can say. Okay, if they're rapping along. Okay, what else you got? Number 2.
1,000 Miles, Vanessa Carlton.
Oh, yeah. Into the sky. Do you think
time went past me by? No, cause you know I'm okay. That one is a good song, but I've never seen a bar get hype on Vanessa Carlton.
Yeah,
okay, I'm not saying you're wrong, Morgan number 2. I haven't been to a bar in forever. What, number 3?
Number 3 is Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no mountain. Same bar?
Yeah.
Yes, this is all in the same night. Same place.
Okay, those 3 all happened. So I've asked everybody on the show to give me their one song that makes a bar go crazy. And so I'm first. Maybe you know this one. And just a small town boy. Don't Stop Believing. Yeah, yeah. Journey.
That's like the quintessential bar song.
Yeah, the part where it goes, don't stop. But everybody sings this song, right?
Yeah. I feel like this was the one they played at closing time.
Yeah.
This one or Closing Time by Cinnasonic.
That's right.
True. Closing Time.
Yeah, it's one of those 2. Amy, what's your bar song?
Friends in Low Places.
Yeah. I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blood.
If they play country music, that's a song they play in the bar.
For sure.
For sure. Some bars don't play country music at all.
Yeah, I like the bars with the mechanical bull and stuff.
Oh, you're going all in, huh?
Wow.
Yeah. I'm all in.
Yeah. Lunchbox?
Easy. Party in the USA.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one, even middle-aged adult men can sing along with that and not feel dumb. That's a good one. Who was yelling, "That's the best song ever written" the other day? Somebody was yelling that the other day.
I don't know.
But that was the
best. Pretty good, pretty good.
But no one disagrees. Raymond, do you have one?
Yeah,
you're a bar guy.
Yeah, I did Uptown Funk, Bruno. Because Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Because Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Because Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Yeah, that's a good one. Leave it up. Don't believe me, just watch. Are there any others? Anybody else have a bar song? Eddie, do you have a bar song?
I haven't been in a bar in a long time, but if I imagine that it's a bar song.
Oh, stop it. Why do you say things like that? You have been in a bar. We've been on the road and you've been in bars.
No, that was like 2 years ago, dude.
Okay.
But if I were in a bar tonight, it'd be Havana. Like, okay. Go crazy, everybody. I'd go crazy to this.
Oh, stop it. Why do you always preface things with, if I haven't been to a bar? Yes, you have.
No, it's been a while, dude. It's been a hot
stop
minute.
Stop it. Then just say, Is your wife listening? Is that why you
no.
just
said
that?
Yeah, she's driving
honey,
to school
honey,
right
I
now.
I haven't been to bars in 10 years.
Lunchbox, didn't you think the same thing when he said that?
Yes, he always tries to make it sound like he's always at home and he never goes to a bar. It's okay to go to a bar
Guys,
and have a...
I am always at home.
I'm starting
You're
to be Team Lunchbox a little bit.
On the road.
Yeah, that's stage and then hotel, night.
Yeah! Bobby Bones. Show.
I know last show we did on Friday... Amy had already had to put her dog down because her dog was sick. And so we didn't say that to anybody else, but I saw you announced it on Instagram over the weekend.
Yeah, it took me a few days to make it real in my mind.
Yeah.
I had to just sit with it for a little bit because it almost still doesn't seem real. Because like I go around the house, I've never done anything like that with an animal. I had pets as a child, but that's it. She's my only adult dog, and we had her for over 10 years, and my husband and I have been together for 11. Like, that was our first baby, so for me, I still call her name and expect her to come, and it's very weird.
I saw you post it on Instagram, and I thought it was really touching what you wrote and the pictures you shared, and yeah, that dog's been with you and just around for a long time, 10 years. I was really sorry to see that. I knew that you had been dealing with her being sick. And I'll tell you how big a heart Amy has. We were in my office. This is last week, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. And I had known Amy's dog was sick. And she came in and said, "Hey, this is what's happening." And Amy started crying, which was completely normal. But she wasn't crying only because of her dog. She started crying because of my dog being sick. And I was like, whoa. This is not about me at all. But that's how big a heart Amy has, that she was caring about me and my dog. So.
Well, I knew if I was feeling that for my dog, which I love, and my husband was in the Air Force, we got her so that on deployments, I wouldn't be alone. And she was with us in the first house we ever bought. And I had to move to North Carolina. And she was my only friend for a while until I made friends. And so I love her. I loved her so much. But I know.
But that's it. No buts. It's not about anything. All you said right there, that's enough.
Well,
we're not comparing.
I know it's not comparing, but it just makes me empathize with you and know that like how hard it was, it makes me worry about you even more.
I just don't think you should compare them.
Okay.
You can't compare two sucky things to each other and go, well, one's worse than the other, so we're going to make one of them not count as much.
Well, your dog is the only thing you've ever loved or allowed yourself to love. So that's why I worry.
And I appreciate you worrying. I am sad that you lost your dog.
Thank you. I mean, she was the best. And I'm going to focus on our memories. And, you know, I've got kids to keep me busy, thankfully. And now they want a puppy.
Oh, they do.
They do. A little one.
Oh, wow. So they want a baby and a puppy.
They want babies, puppies, and a cat. They want all the things, so we're just, I'm thinking, whoa. Yeah, but it is weird with them, too. They've never experienced anything like it, so they still come home sometimes and say, wait, where's Josie? And I have to tell them again, she's not going to be here anymore.
I'm very sorry,
well,
and I'll move on from that, but I'm very sorry, and I wanted to address it.
Thanks.
You know what I did that was kind of kooky?
What?
Was I did one of those dog ancestry reports.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What'd you find out? Are you related?
Yes, my dog is my cousin in real life. No, but you can take your dog's like spit, you put it in their mouth, and you mail it off like a swab. And my dog is 100% Staffordshire Bull Terrier. It was kind of boring because what happened was I adopted my dog, but only because a breeder got raided and they had all these dogs. And so they said, we have all these dogs, and I wanted a small but manly dog because I lived in an apartment at the time.
It's a good fit.
And so I said, I saw it on the news. They had raided this place, and I went and adopted the dog. And so, yeah, it was, it says first level, second, third, fourth, and he was just 100% Staffordshire Bull Terrier, which he's almost 15, and to be pure and to be that old, because it'd basically be like marrying your brother and then having a kid. And how healthy is that kid going to be?
Yeah.
So for him to be that old and purebred is kind of crazy. But I did that. I spent like $65 on it or something and got a test.
Do you feel like it was worth it?
No, I thought there'd be some more mystery. I thought maybe he'd be, you know, Mexican, like Eddie.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking.
I didn't know. Maybe the, I didn't know, but there was really nothing surprising about it. But it did say like some of his tendencies and health, but he's so old and he has cancer now too.
Yeah.
That
what would you need to know?
None of it really matters anymore.
Yeah, it's just a fun $60.
Boy, I could have bought a part of a pair of shoes for that.
I know.
Well, listen, I'm very sorry about your dog, and I'll leave it there.
Thank you.
We're all very sorry about your dog. We know she was very important to you. Yes. And that's a wrap. We'll stop talking about it. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, so a theater showed the wrong movie. Some people showed up to watch Black Panther, which is a superhero movie. I'm sure there's lots of kids in there because it's a superhero. And guess what played?
50 Shades.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, no.
The latest 50 Shades movie. Freed or whatever it's called.
But how long can that movie actually play until someone goes and stops them?
5 minutes. It played 5 minutes. But still, five minutes of a movie like that, you never know what's being shown.
But I wonder how hardcore that 5 minutes was. Was it 5 minutes just talking and they were like, oh, those aren't the same actors. Let's go alert the projector staff. Or was it, oh my God, it's 5 minutes again. You know, because there's a difference. But yeah, that's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. All right, what else you got?
Well, speaking of theaters and movies and acting, Jennifer Lawrence, which she's one of my favorites. I fell in love with her with Hunger Games, and then she's been in a ton of other movies since that I really like. She's taking a year off from acting to focus on political activism.
Oh, well, here's the thing about acting and taking a year off. We'll never notice it because they stretch these movies out so long that something you do now comes out in 2 years or 9 months. And so we really won't miss her. Not that we'll miss her anyway, because we don't know her.
I guess that's true. You never really know when actors or actresses are taking off. But
yeah,
just
so,
in case you were wondering.
Thanks for letting us know. Yeah.
She's taking a year break.
All right. Heads up. All right, what else?
Okay, so listen to this wedding cake situation. It is a $1 million cake. Wow. And it's in the shape of a bride. It takes 5 days to make, more than 1,000 eggs. It's decorated with edible pearls, 5,000 hand-cut flowers, and 5 3-carat diamonds valued at $200,000 each.
Hold on a minute. So, First of all, I'm wanting the piece with the diamond in it. I'll take that one.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about if you get that piece of the cake, do you get to keep it?
Yeah.
Also, the cake looks like the bride, like same specs, height. Like, all that's the same, right, Am?
Yeah, I think if for $1 million, they'll customize it to look like whatever bride you want it to look like.
So you may now eat the bride.
Good one, Bones.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, what else?
So if you're watching the Olympics and you feel bad for the bronze medalist,
I don't. I feel bad for silver medalists.
Exactly. They say that bronze medalists are actually happier than silver medalists because they beat themselves up over the fact that they almost won gold and they were so close to it, where bronze is like, at least I got a medal.
I read a whole book about this, about how positions affect your happiness, and sometimes higher positions make you feel worse. So if you win the silver, all you can think about is, I was so close to finishing first and winning gold. If you win the bronze, you're not going, I was so close to finishing first, because you weren't. You're going, I'm so happy I just made it, because I almost didn't even medal at all. And the whole book is about perspective, and they use this exact example from the Olympics and how bronze winners are so much more excited than silver medalists always. Isn't that mind-blowing?
Yeah.
But it makes sense, right?
It really does.
Anybody else read that book, or is that just me?
No,
yeah,
just you.
Just you.
Oh, okay, well.
I just read this little study here.
Well, then we're all even.
Yeah, it's basically a book. I mean, I saved people a bunch of time.
Yeah, I don't even know what book it was, but I do think that's fascinating. You can tell by the tone of my voice that I think that's super interesting.
Do you think the same thing applies on this show?
In which regard?
Well, I don't know. The higher up, closer they are to... So, like, you're the head of the show. It's the Bobby Bones show. So, you're gold.
Amy, you're silver. Are you miserable?
Yeah, I need that.
Nah, because I don't want to be gold.
Okay, so you're... In your heart, you're bronze.
Yeah, I'm cool. Yeah, okay. I'm like, I'm just glad to be here, you know?
Okay, there you go. There's Amy's pile. Thank you, Amy.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
If you're new to our little group of friends here, Amy was in the adoption process for 5 years, and it started when she went on a mission trip to Haiti. She went to an orphanage and met these two kids 5 years ago and said, I think these are supposed to be my children, and now they are her children. And it took that long, and they're here, and they've been here almost 2 months now, and Amy's life has changed.
Totally.
I mean, the whole world's been flipped over, in a good way. But now Amy's kids want Amy to have a baby.
Yeah. Oh. Well, they don't care if I'm pregnant and it comes from me, but my daughter was saying she wants another little brother and a little sister, preferably babies.
Now, at the orphanage, though, they had babies all over the place.
Yes, and she's used to being around tons of kids. There's 60-plus kids there, so she's used to playing and maybe even being a big sister role to tons of kids. So, I don't know how many kids she wants all up in our house, but she goes so nonchalantly, Mom, I would like another sister and another brother. Babies, by the way. I said, okay, yeah, we'll work on that.
Let me ask you a couple questions then.
Yeah.
That I think our audience is thinking right now.
Sure.
Number one, do you think that in your mind you can still have a baby?
I mean, sure, it could happen. I'm still hopeful for that, but do I want it to happen at the moment? No. I guess I'm not hopeful for it necessarily, but if I were to get pregnant, I would be very confused. I would be like, is this for real right now? I tried to get pregnant for so long, and now I got two kids that are changing our world, and it's been amazing, but I just don't have time to be pregnant.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Next question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you adopt any more kids?
Not at the moment, no. No, because it's just so much. And I, hats off to people that have adopted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 kids, and they have kids. Some people have biological kids, and then they adopt more kids by choice. It's amazing. And I've hung out with these people, and I am in awe of them, and I think that's great. But I just think right now we're figuring out these two. You never know. In a year from now, I might be like, bring it on, babies. Mm-hmm. But not right now.
Okay. Those are the two questions I had. Anyone else? Eddie?
Is there a good... I mean, would you get two more like they want? Like two little babies?
No more... Amy, one at a time, please. We'll do this again.
I'm not taking requests.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they also want a cat, so...
Let's start with the cat then.
Yeah. I'll start with the cat.
Okay. It's not Noah's Ark. Not 2x2. Let's go. One.
Two at a time.
Yeah, so... Okay, so that's the answer to that question.
Yes.
For now, no more babies.
For now, no more babies, unless something changes.
And that, with your body.
With my body, or we wake up one day and we're thinking, you know what, we're really amazing at this parenting thing. We should offer ourselves to more people.
More and the odds of that happening where you guys wake up and go, we're awesome at parenting.
I just don't feel that awesome at parenting right now. So okay. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, pump the brakes.
There we have it. Case dismissed. Done. Oh, and Bobby Bones Show. Okay, tomorrow morning, I will make my big announcement. We'll see. Go ahead.
It's big.
Okay, tomorrow morning, Amy is the only person that knows about it in the studio. And so we will see what America thinks tomorrow.
And us.
And us, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are part of America, though. Oh. So tomorrow morning. Other than that, you can hear the whole show back. Just get on iHeartRadio and search Bobby Bones Show on demand. You can also search Bobby Bones Show on iTunes. And you can hear Dave Haywood at my house. Dave's from Lady Antebellum. And we did a podcast. It's check out the Bobbycast. I want to encourage you, if you love music, I think that's a good podcast for you. If you love country music especially, so many songwriters and producers and even artists sitting down for an hour at a time at my house, just as we used to say, chopping it up. You know what I mean? Everybody got me?
Yeah.
Chopping it up.
All right. Thank you. Search for Bobbycast. I will see you tomorrow. Big announcement. Otherwise, have a great rest of your Tuesday, and we'll see you on Wednesday. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.